Hi, everybody. Is this on? Okay. Well, I thought I would start with, where's Jimmy? Oh, Jimmy, okay.
Jimmy, this is Jan.
With some stories about Jimmy. I thought that would be nice, right, Jim? I've known Jim for a long time, like a long time, since he was a boy. And I think Jimmy Savedic is a messenger. And he was sent here to tell us some things, a lot of things. And he's in the process of that. But I wanted to mention the time before I knew that, when Jimmy was a student of mine in a graduate class at the University of Pittsburgh. And Ed O'Chester had said, "Jimmy's going to join your class." And I said, "Okay." And so Jimmy Savedic was often late to class. Yeah. And he would come in and he would say in his gravelly voice, he would say, "Sorry I'm late, had a homicide." And and the students didn't know what was going on. And they would look around like, "What homicide?" So I talked to Jim after class. I said, "Jim, you have to explain to them what's going on, because it's scaring them, you know." It's like, so we took a break. I think you said, "I'm a homicide detective, and sometimes I'm late." And so then I sort of filled in some things, and they were still frightened. And then, that same class, I had assigned people to bring in something that they loved reading. You know, what some kind of a book, a new book of poems, but something that they loved reading to share with people. Jimmy brought in Playboy magazine. and I said, it was his week, and he's passing it around. I'm like, "Really, Jimmy? Really?" And you actually said the thing. "Well, it's a good article. The articles are good." And it was like after that, I sort of realized, I'm going to let this one go. I'm like, I cannot control Jimmy Savedic, nor would I want to. But there's many other stories, which some of them I can't tell. But there was a time that Jimmy... kept saying, "Hey doll, how you doing?" You know, or he would call the waitress. Remember this one? He kept calling the waitress, "For this, let's get some money for this little girl." I'm like, "Jimmy, please, you know, don't call her a little girl. She's waiting on us." And so you changed that. And I appreciate that. Not that I'm in charge of that, but, you know, a little bit. But Jimmy is a work in progress. We know this, and we're learning from him every day. So I thought I would read Chicken Fornicator, because it's one of my favorite poems. I love this poem. And even in my last book, in the back, I thank Jimmy Savedic, Chicken Fornicator, at the end. Okay, here we go. Chicken Fornicator. Silk and satin were on patrol. It was a hot July. They cruised the south side. They looked over a man standing on 12th Street, his pants down to his ankles, and he was fornicating with a chicken. They pulled over, got out of the patrol car, put on their hats. The chicken was flapping her wings. The guy was telling the chicken, "Be quiet, you're making a scene." Silk walked over, tapped the chicken fornicator on the shoulder. "Sir, I don't care if you're married to the chicken, she doesn't want you at this moment. This is not the time nor the place." The chicken fornicator said, "We've been fighting, but she loves me, officer." Satin said, "Sir, let the chicken go. Pull your pants up." The guy reluctantly let the chicken go. It flew across the street. They helped the guy pull his pants up. Silk said, "If you let it free and it returns, true love." The chicken fornicator asked, "You guys taking me to jail?" Satin said, "No, sir, to the funny farm. They got lots of chickens there. And nobody really cares if they squawk." They took the guy to the hospital, booked it as foul play. And the chicken never came back. So that's... So who else could have written that poem? I assume. And who could have written that poem in a way that I would be willing to read that poem? And, you know, political correctness is not your main suit, Jimmy. But we love you, man. I love you. Yeah, okay. I'm going to read. Thank you for letting me read that poem. Not that you could stop me. it's a true story, okay. Okay, I'm going to read one poem of mine and then move on. I brought some poems. I lost them somewhere along the way. So I'm going to read, try this. This is a new poem. So forgive me. It's called "It's Raining in Patterson." Poetry reading at my father's grave, Queen of Heaven, and I'm kneeling on garbage bags to soak up the rain. He never heard me read, but would the poems slide through to that world? Is it there? He would laugh, used to say, "I should have never sent you to college," which in his working class language meant, "I'm proud of you." And I'm reading out loud my gardenia poem, the lines that make no sense, the beautiful abandonment. And everything is wet, crying now. It's 30 years gone, raining in Patterson, flooding in Hoboken. And I'm thinking of my husband at home, how I will hold him at night and talk to the universe, not in poems, but in rains of supplication. Keep him safe. Thank you to my father, now spirit guide, saying yes to this beautiful life. Yes, and good night. Thanks.